96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, shops and garages, equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOA, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 26th of February. Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples here in the morning. And, yeah, it sounds like a hint of Ireland.
It sure does.
Doesn't it? That means the Emporia St. Patrick's Day Parade cannot be that far away, and it's not, coming up March 14th at 1 p.m. in downtown Emporia. But you, how do we put this? You have to crawl before you parade.
I like that.
We'll get in here and bring in Trey Summers of the Emporia St. Patrick's Day Committee. Trey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron, Chuck. I'm great. How are you guys?
We are wonderful here today, and it sounds like we are going to be wonderful tomorrow night, the way it sounds.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to kick off our festivity awareness tomorrow night for March the 14th.
So what does the St. Patrick's Day pump crawl entail? What's going on, Trey?
Well, what it entails is we get all the committee members together. This is what we call our committee pub crawl. We get the committee together, and any friends, anybody that wants to join us can join us down at Town Royal at between 6 and 6:30. The bus leaves at 6:30. Jump on the bus with us. We go around of all of our bar sponsors, and we are throwing beads, just spreading cheer, and just bringing awareness to the parade that's going to be on the 14th, and letting everybody know to bring their green, have fun, come down. It's a family event. Just to remind everybody to mark your calendar, be down there by 1 o'clock, and just try to bring a little early cheer to everybody downtown in Emporia in the area.
There you go. So I was going to ask, where can you crawl? Or does it really matter where you crawl for the pub crawl?
Well, it's metaphorically speaking, we try not to crawl anywhere, but we do have a bus that's going to run everybody around, but we're going to run through all the local taverns that are our sponsors this year. We're going to start at Town Royal. We're going to hit Mary's. We're going to hit some of the places. We'll probably hit Stingers. We're going to go hit, I'm trying to think of some of the bars, right, Arnie's, and we're going to make our way through all the bars in Emporia, and then out we'll finish out at Harry and Lloyd's for dinner at our last stop, and then the bus will bring us back to Town Royal.
All right.
Pick up your vehicles.
Yeah, you may be running into the St. Patrick's Day Committee sometime somewhere. So the pump crawl coming up. But the big parade is March 14th, 1 p.m., downtown Emporia. I think the Town Royal Beer Garden will open up at 10 o'clock. Now, the Emporia St. Patrick's Day Committee has been at this for a lot of years. What is this, year 31, Trey?
Year 31, that's right. That is right.
That is incredible.
Yeah, that's just wild.
Yeah, and you guys have raised just under $400,000. That's pretty impressive stuff there, Trey.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of what we've done. We backed it down a little bit ever since COVID. And for lack of help, really, we are looking for volunteers. If anybody out there is interested in being part of our committee, we're always looking for people to come aboard. But, yeah, we are taking donations. Really, we just do corporate donations right now. We've kind of slowed down on our auction over the last few years. But we put up banners down at the beer garden that are shown there at the beer garden for the parade, and then those sponsors that do buy those banners, we give those banners back to them after we're done with them. So we do appreciate everybody in Emporia that does still sponsor us. And for those of you that don't know, our primary focus is to benefit the children, special needs, and veterans of Emporia. 100% of everything that is donated to us does go right back into our local nonprofit charities. And we look for charities that are project specific. We do not give any general funds. We look for something that's going to be have a direct effect on these children, on these veterans, something that's going to go direct into something that's going to benefit somebody immediately.
When it looks, when you look at things here, Trey, and how things have unfolded throughout the St. Patrick's Committee history, you know, there's rich history of the parade. You had the auction, which was really the key fundraiser for a long period of time. But you guys have really, over the last several years, kind of shifted your focus and your operations here to kind of meet how trends have developed elsewhere and trying to make sure that everything happens the way it should.
Are you there?
I am there. I was just saying, okay. Trey. You know, you have had the parade, the core activity throughout. The yep. auction was such a long-standing fixture here of the late springtime period, but really over the last several years, you've kind of pivoted to some other fundraising options up until the last couple of years. And regardless, I mean, you've always been focused here on those different activities that help kids and help families.
Yes, you know. We understand that, you know, spring, early, the first part of the year, spring, everybody, the town is, which is super, super generous, does, there's a lot of people out there that are in need. There's a lot of charities looking for money. We did not want to inundate or jump in there and really beat up, I don't want to say beat up, but add to that strain in people's wallets. So we backed it down just a little bit. And try to stay more focused on what we were going to donate to. That's why we kind of backed off of the auction a little bit and made it more focused. And but we still wanted to refocus on the parade and bring that, make that bigger, make that more a family fun event and try to grow that. It's a little bit of a challenge because it is right during spring break and a lot of families are gone and a lot of the schools are out, so we don't get the bands. We don't get a lot of the big production things that some of the other parades get. So we've been trying to think outside of the box on how to get or how to bring different events or different things to Emporia. For example, the St. Andrews Pipe Band out of Kansas City. We go to great lengths to bring those guys in to be in our parade. They actually lead the Kansas City St. Patrick's Parade. They are a well-sought-after band. We don't get the entire band, but they do shave off quite a few members to come down here and play for us. But we want to bring some of that experience to Emporia so that people around here can enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's big, big, big parade, March 14th, downtown Emporia, 1 p.m. Trey mentioned it's the St. Andrews Pipe Band and Kansas City Bagpipe Band. Yeah, you're not skimping on the pipe banding, you know, for the St. Patrick's Day Parade here. Now, Trey, if people are interested in maybe sponsoring, getting a business sponsorship, how might they do that?
They can either get a hold of myself. They can either call me at 620-794-5251, or they can get a hold of Sherry Buttonhoff. Her number is 620-342-5619. And I believe this flyer, we do have a contribution flyer up on your website, I believe.
Yes, we do.
You can also get a hold of us by either one of our emails. We'd be happy to talk to you. We are a 501c3 non-for-profit, so all your donations are fully taxable. Either one of those, we'd be happy to get you all the information. And I also am bringing Steve Denny and his crew back to play the bagpipes in Town Royal.
Yeah.
After the St. Andrew Band leaves. I'm going to have the guys walking around the bar, and they come down primarily for tips. So show your appreciation to those guys. They've been around. I've been on the committee for 27 years, and they've been around just as long as I have, probably longer. Steve Turnbull used to bring those guys in well before I was around.
Well, the big parade coming up March 14th, and I do know, Trey, I think I can speak for you on this end, that you are encouraging people to get involved, be in the parade, right?
Absolutely. Please come on down. If you need an invitation, reach out to me. I will invite you. I'll send you our form. We'll do whatever we need to do. We would love for everybody to be a part of it. I would love to reach out or just give a shout out to some of our corporate sponsors that really stepped up this year, if I could, Ron.
Sure.
Bruce Davis Construction, Elliott Group Insurance Solutions, A1 Pump and Jet, ESV Financial, Town Royal, and the Turnbull Foundation all really stepped up and helped us big this year. We really want to reach out and say thank you to those guys. But, yeah, anybody that wants to be in that parade, get hold of myself, Sherry, Mark. He's on our parade flyer that's on the KVOE website. Yeah. We already are getting a great lineup. Come on down. Like Ron said, the beer garden opens up at 10. We're going to have great music playing down there before then or by then anyway. So it's a great atmosphere. It's a very family-oriented atmosphere. I'm going to have the paint, the Sally the Paint-Faced Lady down there. There's going to be a lot of fun things going on. This Friday, you're going to be out or want us to swing by someplace, we're tossing beads. We're just out to have a good time and bring a little fun.
Have some Irish fun, that's for sure.
Bring a lot of it.
Have some Irish fun. That's right. That's right.
Well,
and if you want to join our group, let me know.
31 years of Shamrocks and Shenanigans.
Emphasis on the shenanigans.
Yeah.
Trey, thanks much, man.
Thanks,
guys,
Trey.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Trey Summers, St. Patrick's Day Committee. The St. Patrick's Day Pub Crawl is coming up this weekend, and the big parade March 14th. Downtown Emporia.
All right. You want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, which is 7:20 every weekday. Look to Wednesday and close out next week because those are our next open dates on the KVUE.com/calendar page, and then reach out. Tomorrow, closing out the week, Tyler Schmidt has updates on construction for the Opie Fitness Park.
And our primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. 735, 36 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next. Attention parents, Sacred Heart School invites you to Kindergarten Roundup, Tuesday, March 3rd at 6:30 p.m. Reserve your spot by calling Sacred Heart School, 620-343-7000.